Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, watch out, world. We're about to dig into the charts from Talkers Magazine. When I say we, I count among the list of people who are experts. Jennifer Horn is here. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and also is on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Here to go through the top 10 stories, or at least as much as we have time to reflect on, and the people list as well. And so I usually start with some California stuff here. A couple of things before we get to actually the number 10 item, both on the story list, Jennifer, and the people list has to do with California's Prop 1 and what is going to happen with all of that big stuff. But first, this three-year-old boy that was driving the truck that fatally struck a two-year-old girl in a parking lot. This is out in, was out in Woodland? Yeah, it was out in 101. How the heck, I shouldn't chuckle about it, but I just, you know, how does a three-year-old kid get behind the wheel of a truck, start it, move it, and where was the two-year-old to begin with? He was inside the back seat of the truck in a car seat.
Yeah, three-year-old was left in a running truck and ended up behind the wheel, and that's when
it hit the
two-year-old. It's so tragic. Just all the way around. And this two-year-old was there, and of course, in the wrong way. This is Woodland, not Woodland Hills, so this is up in Northern California.
And,
Yeah, it's confusing. But investigators discovered that the two-year-old child had been hurt and taken by family members to a hospital where the child passed away from the injuries. The truck was left running, parked at a gas pump. The three-year-old in a car seat was in the rear of the vehicle. Truck's owner goes inside to the store. While he was inside the store, the three-year-old gets out of the car seat, got into the driver's seat, and the truck began moving forward when it collided with the two-year-old, who was at a taco stand.
Mm-hmm.
At the edge of the line.
Heartbreaking.
Yep. All right, here's another one. A suspect arrested, in fact, kidnapping charge, hijacking a bus in L.A. with a BB gun, forcing the operator to drive, and then the bus crashed into a hotel.
The Ritz-Carlton, no less.
Yeah, right.
In downtown L.A. This was
a hotel. Yeah.
This was a guy, thankfully the bus was empty, but he got on and pointed the gun at the driver. The BB gun looked like a real gun, and so the driver followed directions. And the guy was having him speed all the way through downtown LA. They actually hit a car. I think that person's been hospitalized, and then they ultimately crashed into the Ritz-Carlton. But, you know, we had so many weird car chases this week. I don't know if you guys talked about the one that was by the beach in Southern California, where this lady takes police on this huge car chase, and she ends up just pulling straight into the ocean and then jumps out of the car and starts to swim away. Now, they caught her.
Where was this? Where was this?
This was at the beach, and I can't remember if it was Santa Monica. It was somewhere close to that area.
Really?
And
how did I miss that?
she started the police chase like all the way out in Altadena or someplace like that, ends up at the beach and drives straight into the ocean where she jumps out and starts swimming. But the thing that got me is she had dogs in the back of the car, and she left the dogs in the car while she drove it into the water. How crazy is that? Thankfully, they were able to do a rescue on the dogs, but what a ding-dong.
Yeah.
Horrible.
You got to wonder what it is about people. Well, we can move that fast forward to number 10 on the story list this week, which is about Prop 1. You want to explain that first of all to us, Jen?
Yeah, it's a bad deal in my mind. But Prop 1 had a lot of Gavin Newsom's political stock put into it. They had a campaign that they spent $15 million on. There wasn't really a concerted effort that was organized in time to defeat Prop 1. And so what it means is that two things would happen. The millionaire tax in California would be reallocated from the cities and counties back to Sacramento. So it kind of centralizes control over the homeless resources. And then it
wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on just a second. This is not about homelessness. This is about the unhoused. Let's get it right.
I know. Excuse me. I couldn't be so heartless. So, yes, and then it also takes out another $6.4 billion bond to give Sacramento more money to try to deal with homelessness. The problem is, and I've talked about it here a million times, and I scream it everywhere, this is not a housing issue. This is an issue of mental illness and drug abuse. And it's also an issue now that we don't enforce any of these camping laws. So now we've created a new path for people who just want to come and live like vagabonds on the streets and on the beach because the weather's nice in California. So you've got all kinds of things happening. But very rarely these days is it about lack of resources for beds, because there are beds that exist to help people who are truly suffering and in need and don't have a place to go. But it's the others that are on the streets that are dealing with mental illness and drug addiction that are really the problem. So this passed, and it's going to be another bit of money that we have to spend. And are they going to really spend it? They take all this money out and they build like 200 tiny houses. And how does that really help the bigger problem? But it passed narrowly. They cured votes to actually get the number in, to get the number passed. And that means that they go to the people's ballots who were returned, who sent them in by mail. And if they're Democrats, they went and chased the ballots and hoped that they were yes on Prop 1s and got those numbers turned in.
Ay.
Doesn't
by the
seem
way,
right, does it?
Is vagabond, where do you want to define? I think that's a wonderful term. What's for those
hippie,
who don't know, like James,
yeah,
James Collins, has, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, hasn't got a clue as to what a vagabond is.
I sure do. It's a traveling man.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, a traveling homeless person, kind of.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking.
It's a good word, though.
Traveling or Ricky. Yeah, that's why I brought it back.
It's a wanderer, in my mind. Somebody who just wanders.
Yeah, right. They call me the wanderer. All right, so Gavin Newsom is number 10 on the people list, and the Prop 1 thing is number 10 on the story list. At number 9, sometimes the people list and the story list, they correspond with each other. In this case, both number 10 and number 9 do, because Putin is number 9 on the people list, and the war in Ukraine is number 9. And so there were a lot of kind of new things this week that happened, but the bottom line is the war continues and we keep throwing money at it. Although I don't think, what is the debate there? Mike Johnson is number 8 on the list. What's the prevailing wind? How's it blowing this week with regard to funding the Russian-Ukraine war and support for Ukraine, Jen?
How's it blowing? I think that Biden has said he's going to send money to Ukraine. He's found it someplace. They've signed some temporary budget bill that's going to take them through February that he and Schumer and Biden all came together on. But I don't think there's explicitly spelled out more official funding that Congress is going to vote on from Ukraine. And, you know, sort of insulting. So while they're trying to figure out what to send to Ukraine, and there's no checks and balances on that, Jake Sullivan, who's the national security advisor for Joe Biden, came out and said that if they give any more money to Israel for ammunition and for arms, that they're going to make them write an essay as to where they're going to use those arms. Basically,
write an essay.
I call it an essay, because it just seems like it's such a double-edged system again.
Double sword.
Ukraine.
Yep.
Well, yeah, Ukraine gets a blank check, and Israel has to write an essay to explain where they're going to use their weapons. Give me a break.
Hmm. Well, it's all politically correct stuff. We're waking up to wokeism, if you will. All right, number 7 on the story list. Jay, we talked about this week, what was going on in Haiti, and how it's spilling over into our country. And I gave the example of what happened in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. 3 busloads of Haitians who came to this country illegally, trying to get away from all the stuff going on in Haiti. Get that. But somehow or other, they were transferred from New York City to Boston, and the governor of Massachusetts took, I think there were 4,000 of them, and they just divvied them up and they sent them to various cities and towns in Massachusetts. And so three busloads came to Framingham. They're being housed in three hotels in Framingham. And the Framingham taxpayers are paying the bill. Now, how does that work? Why am I paying for that? I get that there's a problem, and, you know, I might want to help them on my own, but I don't want to be forced to help them. And we have real budget problems in Framingham to begin with, and all of the people who don't like the current mayor are, you know, trying to rip apart all of the problems. Well, we don't have enough money for this. We don't have enough money for it because we're spending $40,000 a month to house these people in hotels and to feed them. And who knows where they're going to end up? Nobody's watching them.
They should be in the Dominican Republic. And I feel bad because Haiti's awful right now, and people are really suffering. And you've got a guy named Barbecue running things because he likes to eat people. I mean, it's like unbelievable the corruption there. And so I feel sad for them. It's not like you say that you don't want people being shipped to Framingham because you don't feel bad. You feel bad. They have terrible stuff. But UN rules say that you're supposed to find the nearest, safest country for asylum. And that country for them is Dominican Republic. And that's where they should be. But here we are, and not a word about what we're going to do. And poor Florida is starting to get inundated. And now DeSantis is saying he's going to start shipping people to Martha's Vineyard. It's like, here we go again.
That'll go over well. Send them up to Martha's Vineyard. Send them to Nantucket.
To see Obama. Yeah. Right.
That's right, yes. Then you can work at Obama's house. Wherever else they have, wherever else, everybody's got a house there. Everybody who's anybody has a house on Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard. That's just the way it is, folks. Okay, number six on the story list is Biden's focus on electric vehicles. We have one more. If I see one more story, I do want to scream. I kind of want to scream about this. I want to yell at somebody because this stuff is so damnable. There's nothing new here except that they want to force it more down your throat. And it doesn't work. Be great if it worked, but it doesn't. It's nonsense. You want to buy an electric car? Fine. But don't think that you're going to save the planet because you buy an electric car. 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin. I saw something this morning that really bothered me. There's a survey out suggesting that 1 out of 8 people in the world are obese. Certainly we can renew our call to help prevent and manage this by attending to the information that is absolutely free that you get when you go to toploss.com.
Just taking the first step is always the hardest part for everybody across the board, men, women. It doesn't matter your age, like just the first step of saying, you know what, I'm going to make that change for myself. I'm going to decide that today is the day that I'm going to do better.
Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Thanks, Elizabeth Miller, for being here.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the thoughts that people that I'm associated with have about the issues of the week, the things that are in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, the list is published at gooddayshow.com every week, and also at talkers.com. Excuse me. I'm getting tired of this. This stuff.
Spring.
The allergies. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, let's get to the social media portion every hour of the Good Day program. During this portion of that those hours, we have a focus on social media. Sometimes it's trending stuff. Sometimes it's about, you know, people and gossip and stuff. But number eight this week fits right into the whole discussion of what we do with our social media. Not only is the TikTok thing, the legislation, gaining momentum, well, it got passed handily in the House. It may not suffer the same fate, or I don't know if suffer is the right word, but it may not experience the same fate, or at least not going to go through as fast in the Senate. Whether it passes or not there, I don't know. But you got lots of contending points of view, contentious and contending. So there's that. But the other thing that's interesting this week, ladies, is the administration suing Apple. They allege the Apple folks have created a monopoly on the smartphone market by blocking competitors from getting the hardware and software features of the iPhone. I think they're right. I have iPhones and iPads and stuff, and You can see what other people say about not being able to use some of the same thing, and so they've charged them with anti-competitive behavior. This hasn't just been something that's new on. There have been other suits against other companies for anti-competitive behavior. So the DOJ statement is, quote, "We allege that Apple has maintained monopoly power in the smartphone market, not simply by staying ahead of the competition on the merits, but violating federal antitrust law." So this is your friend Merrick Garland, Jennifer, who announced the lawsuit. He said, quote, "If left unchallenged, Apple will only continue to strengthen its smartphone monopoly." So anyway, Apple, they say, has used its control to engage in a broad, sustained, and illegal course of conduct designed to maintain its control over the smartphone market. Well, that's what businesses do. That's what competition is about. But I do think that for whatever the reason, I don't know. See, here's where this is the conundrum here. They want to sue them because they've been successful.
Correct.
It's pushing everybody else out of the market. But
I
because
really
their stuff
this.
Is better.
I don't know that I do either. You know, I don't love these big corporations, but I don't necessarily love punishing people's success because it's not like people are forced into getting an Apple phone. You can still have other options.
But you don't have access to the same tools, though, Jen. I mean, I think that's the problem.
Advocate. It's the iOS versus Android. So Apple's the only one with the iOS, the iPhones, the iPads, all of that stuff, where all of the other ones are, and all of the other companies are Android. But wasn't there something recently within the last 5 or 7 years where there was one specific company that had an Android device, and they had something special, like lightning fast charge or something, and they were forced to allow the other companies with Android and I believe Apple as well to be able to use that kind of stuff too. I can't remember exactly what it was, and I want to say it was the lightning fast charging capabilities. Yeah.
So is this what you want your government to do? I guess that's the question here. Are you all for this? If you got an Apple device, you probably don't care, or you think, well, I want to protect what I have, yada, yada. But if you have one of the other devices and you can't use all the things that Apple has and you need them, kind of, then you have a problem. So this is a sticky wicket for sure. All right, that's what's happening at Apple, and it's now 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's move along now. The charts for the week of March 18th to the 22nd are in our focus. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn from Good Day and KRLA in Los Angeles. I'm Doug Steffen. The president or the former president's legal battles, and I continue. I think some of these things, the stuff against him is legit. Some of it not. If you're an objective thinker, and I'd like to think that I am, and you don't take a postural view on this stuff just because you're a Republican or a Democrat. But this New York Attorney General, man, Letitia James, what a disgrace. This whole thing about Trump's assets, now they're going to, they already have started, as we, this program has heard over the weekend, some of his assets in New York, especially Westchester County, the fact that he can't come up with a bond for $464 million, which is a trumped up, pardon the pun, civil fraud suit. I mean, you could sue half the business people in not only New York, but in the country, because people do what Trump did. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's certainly not a hanging offense. And where do you come up? This Judge Arthur, what's his name? Engoron, is that how you pronounce his name?
I think it's right.
Engoron, yeah. somehow or other, I don't know how stuff hasn't gotten beyond him, because they've asked the appeals court for permission to post a smaller bond, and Engoron somehow or other keeps getting in the way of it. And I don't know how that can be. How can you not give way? How can he control this when there are higher courts that should be hearing this one way or another? That's what I don't really kind of understand. How's this guy got a stranglehold on the whole thing? I don't know. I find the American system has gone. This woman is a disgrace. You feel it.
I think all it does is send people to Trump, but at the same time, he's going to lose his properties for his trouble. And that really calls into question whether or not his civil rights have been violated, which then, if he can make that case, and he's got to do it fast, if he can make that case, then he can try to get this into the federal courts instead of the state court, and this judge who just likes, like Letitia James, to send him to the cleaners.
I do know. I would push back. Again, there's nothing perfect about Trump by any stretch of the imagination. Does he have a sucky personality? Yeah. But is that a hanging offense? Since when do you go after somebody because you don't like them? Especially if you're using the public's, the access she has to him is through the public funding of the Attorney General's office. And so, anyway, I would think that there'd be a lot of business groups. If I belong to some local business groups, and we talk about this sort of thing, but national business groups that ought to be launching some kind of a concentrated suit against the federal government, right? You know, that's the reverse of what the federal government is now. They're going after Apple. Okay, so why don't we turn the tide and go? You know, it's kind of silly. It seems awful that we're fighting against ourselves, but that's kind of what we're doing here. And the government has a lot of money. They borrow a lot of money, they tax you, and so I don't know, but what's the resolve here? I know that's the kind of I don't know. I want to say some other things, but I probably should keep them to myself. All right.
Keep it moving.
Last week, oh my God, my voice, sorry.
Now it sounds terrible.
I said that earlier. How do I sound?
Everybody's doing that right now.
Well, we have blossoms. Flowers are coming out everywhere. Blossoms on the trees, all of that stuff. And I don't know whether it has more of an impact on me or it's just worse. I feel it like I have a little bit more of it each year as I get a little more mature. I feel like I have a little bit more, I feel a little more of the impact of this stuff. And some people say it's the sprays that are around. I don't know. Whatever it is, I apologize for it. Now, last week, one of the stories in the countdown list from Talkers was a focus on Boeing. And I think there's more to this than what we can, you know, what we talked about in just one week. It was in and out because the newspaper headlines were very negative about Boeing, and many of them, if not most of them, were inaccurate. They weren't right. They weren't correct. They weren't fair. But to give the devil its due, the Alaska Airlines jetliner, the 737, the problems they've had with these 737 MAXs, the other problems they've had, mostly it's been around the 737, because when they redesigned it, they went the cheap way. And so the major airlines, who have huge, each airline has several hundred orders, I'm not talking about just in America, but around the world, you know, there's like each of the two major manufacturers, Airbus and Boeing, have 5,000-6,000 orders, that is 5,000 or 6,000 planes on order right now. And, you know, it takes a month from start to finish to build one of these things, and they can crank out maybe 12 a week. I mean, we're talking about huge airliners. You don't build them like you build a car. You build thousands of cars a day. You can't build thousands of planes. And so as they slow down to fix their quality control problems, they, you know, kind of screw with the Southwest. It says they have to cut down their schedule this summer. And Alaska said the same thing. Ryanair over in Europe, same thing, because they depend on 737s as the mainstay for their fleet. And now, you know, because they've screwed themselves over, the Boeing customers who had 737s on order that are kind of slowed down or stopped on the assembly line, they're going to go over to Airbus. But Airbus can't build any faster than they have. They built a plant down in, I think, South Carolina to build Airbuses that were sold to U.S. carriers, and they can't keep up with it either. So as the planes get older, and the Boeing planes notoriously, I don't know if notorious is the right word for it, but they have always been better at lasting because the Airbuses are cheaper. Mm-hmm. They're built cheaper. They just are a cheap plane.
You used to call them the crap can Airbus, as I recall.
I did.
But now,
yeah.
I'd rather take a ride on those than those Boeing jets. Holy smokes.
Well, but that's the perception. The older Boeing planes are fine.
Okay, that's fine, but they have doors popping out and windshields popping out and wheels popping out.
Is there a specific airline that has been having more issues with Boeing than others, or is it just pretty much Boeing across the board?
It was Alaska, United, American. Right. They've all been having
Delta, American, they're all having it. The European airlines, the Chinese even have bought a lot of Boeing planes, and they're now coming out with their own plane. They want to compete with Airbus and Boeing. I don't know that there are too many people excited about that, but at any rate, you know, the planes that have an all-Boeing fleet, again, like Southwest, they need new planes every year, and they're not getting them. So they can't. They keep adding to their schedule. The airlines can't grow because they don't have planes at their disposal. Ryanair has bought up every used Boeing 737 on the market. Every single one of them, they bought. There are no 737, used 737s on the market because Ryanair bought them all. So, you know, they said, okay, well, we can't get new ones. We'll go buy we'll take what's on the market. It's like a used car. People don't understand that the airplane market is the same as the used car market. There are people who are selling, you know, American doesn't want to use, they want to replace a plane that's 10 years old. Okay, so we'll put the 10-year-old plane on the market. And in this case, Ryanair bought them all. And they feel more comfortable with the older Boeing planes, they do the newer ones. So they're paying a 28% increase in the value of the planes because the value of the used 737s has gone up because everybody wants them. Pretty interesting. Anyway, I thought I'd bring you up to date on that as the wheel continues to turn there. We haven't talked about number four on the story list. The Texas situation. Does anybody really understand these three lawsuits? I am befuddled.
Yeah, you mean the Texas border one?
Yeah, there's three. One day they can, and the next day they can't, and then the next day they can
so
again.
I can actually help you with this because I've been studying up because I was confused. Right. Are you ready for this?
Okay. Yes.
So this all stems around SB4, which they passed through the Texas legislature.
What
and
is SB4?
And SB4 would allow law enforcement in Texas to arrest people who come into the country illegally and give them two choices. One, you can spend 6 months in jail for your first offense. It goes up from there. Or you can self-deport because
Texas
doesn't have the right...
Illegal. How do they know when they stop you? How do they know?
Well, the people coming across the border. You've got the police down at the border.
Just watch
you can
the
see
people
them coming in.
Swimming across the Rio Grande.
Right. They can't provide citizenship. So you either go to jail or you can self-deport. And so they passed this through the legislature. Well, then the ACLU and I think the County of El Paso and some other rights group decided to put a lawsuit against this to try to stop it. Well, they didn't have a chance to argue the merits of the case yet. So they put a stay on it, basically like a stay of execution. And that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court only ruled this week on lifting the stay. So at first they kept the stay while they gave themselves a little more time to figure it out. And then they lifted the stay and said Texas has a right to put their law into effect. Well, immediately after doing that, then the appeals court was contacted to actually put a hold back on the law until oral argument arguments were heard on the actual appeal of the case. So
where does it stand today? What's the reality?
Today, at least as we speak, the Supreme Court lifted the stay, allowed Texas to enforce, but then there was a stay reinstated by the appeals court, and they heard oral arguments, and we're awaiting judgment on that. And eventually, it'll probably make its way back to the Supreme Court, where they actually decide on the merits of the case, not just on the stay.
Good God.
How about that? Pretty good, right?
That's very good. Thank you, Jennifer.
She crushes it. Did you get it?
Yeah, she did.
Did you get it, though? I mean, it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. But it may change. It changes with the day.
Correct.
Right?
And even as you might hear this, we might have already gotten a decision from the court in Louisiana, which is the appeals court.
Right. All right. With the Ukrainian war, we haven't talked much about that. That's number nine. Civilians. You saw some of the pictures this week from the front lines collecting bodies. You see the photos? Of these that were taken by a couple of newspaper reporters, the bodies on both sides and what they look like. It looks like there's like something in the air. They look like they've been burnt. Or they, I don't know, there's a strange look to them. Did you see that? Whether you did or you didn't, it's kind of there.
Yuck.
Yeah. And in the other war, Anthony Blinken, who's number seven on the people list this week, he's our Secretary of State. He's gone to Israel this weekend. He's been going around the Middle East to try to figure out how to get a ceasefire in Gaza. He's not getting very far. But anyway, there's that attempt continues. And so here we are, the peacemakers. We're the ones that supply all of the war. It's pretty interesting, right? So we have the industrial military complex providing all the weaponry, pretty much for both Ukrainian interests and Israeli interests. And on the other hand, we're trying to broker a peace between the various parties here. Very interesting. We're making money, so are we really serious about peace? Good question. 48 after here. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
It's not your typical weight loss formula. It's not a diet product that suppresses your appetite. It doesn't make you feel sick or jittery. It's not working against your body. It's actually working with your body naturally. You take it at bedtime. It helps with sleep, which I know that's going to be great for this time of the year with the time change. It helps with joint pain. It helps repair and rebuild lean muscle tissue, which is what is revving up your metabolism naturally, without drugs, without stimulants. So it's safe even if you're on medications. And if you give it time to work, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Now, what do we have as incentives? Because there's always some kind of incentive.
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it.
Daylight savings specials. Get them at toploss.com and lose that weight. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job, and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now at 53 past the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Let's talk about politics. Let's talk about the primary elections. That's number one, actually, the presidential race and the whole business that we are having to contend with. And I think that's kind of the right word for it, ladies, where we are in terms of political science. Where are we in terms of political pressure? What is the strategy to get people of certain ages, a certain skin color, certain ethnicity to vote? Isn't it a shame? This is a question coming from my heart, my gut, that we are reduced to politics of, it's kind of like poison, pitting black Americans against white Americans in terms of issues. I suppose it was forever thus, and I'm naive because I don't like it, but I don't like it. But what's happening right now, at least from my vantage point, when I'm looking around and having the old the Democrats expecting all the blacks to vote for them, and the blacks don't want to vote for them, black men especially. But there's a, you know, to make that a behavioral, if I can say the word, there it is, I'm getting it out of my mouth, behavioral norm, to expect that and to chide people, black men, who don't want to vote as a Democrat, into feeling guilty because they're not being true to their, like the old, be true to your school, or be true to your skin color. It's pretty damned outrageous, actually. And now the Democrats more, I don't know whether the Republicans are doing it as much, but it seems more obvious that they're pointing their attention, excuse me, not only at blacks, and you know, if you're a conservative black, that's bad news, but then there's also the Asians and what they're expected to do, right? And the Hispanics and what they're expected to do.
There's definitely an expectation.
especially across minority groups. So they're more important, it would seem, to both Democrats and Republicans. Maybe that's because of the shift in things. How many conservative, if you use that term, Democrats do you know? I know a few. Yeah, like the black dog Democrats from down south. Not many of them still around. I think there are 12 of them that are still in the Congress that are considered what they call black dog. Was it blue dog or blue? I think blue dog.
Blue
dog Democrats. Yeah, right. The most, Democrats consider themselves to be quote-unquote liberal, and that's nonsense as well. It's like the whole thing about conservative and liberal is completely misapplied, but at least you know what I'm talking about, right of center, left of center. So when it comes to black adult, this is not men and women, this is just black adults, 20% of them now describe themselves as moderate Republicans. That's a pretty significant number in comparison to what has been the case before, and only the same number consider themselves liberal Democrats. Most of them are in the middle. Mm-hmm. And so, and the same with Hispanics, especially the Hispanics in Florida. Man, they don't, they're probably three Democrats among
them. Well, those are Cubans, and they
all of them, right, yeah.
Yeah, right. They know what this government system does.
Yeah. So anyway, I just look at this, the politics of exploitation, if that's what it is, sort of political tribes, and, who votes which way, the progressive left and the right, and there are a lot of people, I think it's an age thing. We've been talking about this week, Jen, the Kennedy factor. And how that is, he's announcing his vice presidential running mate. Are there any rumors as to who's going to fit in that seat? Who is being considered, sports figures and that sort of thing? I'll bet he'll surprise everybody with someone who, it's kind of like out of right field, because he comes from right field anyway. And, it'll be somebody that maybe we don't know too much about that will symbolize what his whole business is all about. He's very focused on ending the epidemics that we have, and vaccines are a big thing with him, and the war machine is a big thing with him, and the corporate control of government is a big thing with him. All the things that anybody who thinks about what's going on and really kind of knows and makes it their business to know, they're all concerned about, right? I certainly am from that. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out as the presidential sweepstakes continue. This is the overview of what's going on in the New World of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.